This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say active warrants are out for people involved in that huge riverfront brawl this weekend where a group of white guys jumped a black dock worker. Chief Daryl Albert says they are looking into possible hate crimes charges.
As it relates to racial epithets in conversation and names being called, while the Harriet was still out in the water, there was a lot of, I've seen finger gestures and comments and innuendos made.
13 people were initially detained and later released. More workers are on strike now in Los Angeles. KCBS TV reporter Lori Perez talked about its impacts.
The L.A. City workers' strike will last only one day, but will cause some pain. Residential trash will sit on the curbs. LAX parking shuttles won't be shuttling anyone. Some pool and park programs could be canceled.
And as you mentioned, LAX is impacted, so if you're traveling today, give yourself some extra time to get there. Amendments on the ballot in Ohio in November could be impacted by a special election there today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there.
Under current law, changing the Ohio Constitution requires support from a simple majority, 50% plus one. But the Republican-led legislature set up an August special election to raise that threshold to 60%, all with the issue of abortion in mind.
A new report finds the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New Orleans failed to act on findings of abuse by clergymen and then tried to hide it. Sean Doherty's with the Survivors Network.
Because of the Me Too age, we're finding that more and more people are finding the strength to speak up and tell the stories of the atrocities that happened to them as children.
People are stepping up now to celebrate a dedicated Burger King worker who hasn't missed a day of work there in almost three decades. And the chain just gave him a goodie bag.
His daughter created a GoFundMe honoring her dad's dedication, saying the family would use the original goal of $200 so he could visit his grandchildren. As of Tuesday, the balance was over $404,000. Ford is emotional and thankful. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The Made in America Festival in Philadelphia has been canceled this year. Organizers say it's due to severe circumstances outside of production control, but SZA and Lizzo were set to headline. The cancellation coming a week after the singer was sued by her former dancers, who claimed they were harassed and abused on her tour. Lizzo has denied it. The festival plans to be back next year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after four witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to start out today by bearing witness to the bravery of the Ukrainians, standing up to a genocide, a sadistic, genocidal Russia. Latest atrocity, I mean, for one thing, the Russians have been targeting civilian apartment buildings, grain terminals, grain storage, destroying tens of thousands of tons of wheat and other grains that was set for export to Africa and Asia. They're using food as a weapon. Just now, we got report that they launched hypersonic missiles. Now, hypersonic, well over the speed of sound, they're virtually impossible to intercept with any interception system, into apartment buildings, killing people, and they did what's called the double tap. This is a Russian technique. They launched them, killed a lot of people, and then they wait for first responders to respond, and then they send another barrage about 40 minutes later, and they killed a lot of first responders. They are a sadistic nation, a brutal genocidal nation, and all of NATO, all of Western civilization has to stand up to them. They're traitors in the right wing of the Republican Party who are siding with Russia. And I'm not just talking about Tucker Carlson, who's a Russian whore, and whose shows have frequently been shown on Russian TV as being emblematic of American journalism. But I'm talking about Donald Trump, who's pro-Russia and has said that he'll pull us out of NATO if he becomes president. Tommy Tuberville, who's pro-Russia and attacked the Ukraine. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the right-wing MAGA caucus, the Freedom Caucus. It's absolutely imperative that the United States stand with Joe Biden in arming Ukraine and fighting down these Russian sadists. In the short run, that means more HIMARS, more Javelins, but I mean the long-range HIMARS, the 190-mile HIMARS, not the 50-mile HIMARS. It means planes. We should have given them planes a year ago, more than that. Biden was constrained because Germany and France chickened out and he wanted unanimity in NATO, and because he was being attacked by the right wing of the Republican Party and he had a thin margin in Congress. He's performed magnificently. Right now, the Ruskies have lost almost 300,000 casualties. That's killed and wounded, but many of them killed. Vehicles, ships, thousands of them. They've unified the West against themselves. And the question is, how long does this go on? Putin has got to be killed. You do not, frankly, when there's a genocide, have the guy finally retire, go to a resort somewhere, get a pension, put another sadist in there. The government has to change. So we're going to keep looking at this and keep talking about this. It's very, very important that people of goodwill, Democrats, Republicans, independents, stand with Ukraine. I want to get to an overlooked story in the Trump prosecutions that, from a lawyer's perspective, enraged me and shows me how this Eileen Mercedes Cannon, this Colombian judge who's loyal to Trump, is representing him better than any of his lawyers, and the equivalent of a crooked umpire in a baseball game. Here's what's just happened. This was overshadowed by some of the action and about to be action in Atlanta and the action in Washington, D.C. There was a motion filed by Jack Smith in the Mar-a-Lago case under seal, which means that it can't be revealed publicly, saying that there's some additional information in the Washington, D.C. grand jury that bore on the charges in the Mar-a-Lago case, and he wanted permission to use it in that case, and he filed it under seal. The law on that is that the judge involved, in this case, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, she's born in Colombia, authoritarian right-wing principles, never should have been permitted to be a federal judge with a lifetime appointment. Eileen Mercedes Cannon, her obligation as a judge was not to reveal that there was even a grand jury in Washington, D.C. that had compiled this information. Obviously, people know there's a grand jury in Washington, D.C. that issued an indictment for him in Washington, D.C., but the relationship to the Mar-a-Lago charges had not been known. And then if she had concerns, her obligation is to call the lawyers in, meet them in camera. That's a term meaning in chambers. It's Latin for chambers, where there'd be a court reporter with a sealed transcript and no one around, and say, look, what are we doing on this grand jury thing? Eileen Mercedes Cannon publicly stated that there was a grand jury in Washington, D.C., and that she didn't see why evidence compiled in that grand jury should be even admissible, much less used in Florida, implying and sort of a racial implication that you couldn't rely on Washington, D.C. It was a disgusting thing to do. It may have been consistent with her background in Colombia. This is United States, and Mercedes Cannon, and that was wrong. It looks like she'll not only deny it, but one of the problems is the Trump people have also moved to oppose any protection and even grand jury testimony, thus exposing the witnesses and, frankly, possibly exposing the grand jurors. We basically have a Colombian judge applying authoritarian Colombia law in the United States, endangering the case and endangering witnesses. Now, some people have speculated, and I share the speculation, that Jack Smith can move now to have her thrown off the case. It's called a mandatory recusal. Go up to the Court of Appeals, first ask her, she won't do it. She kneels in the jungle of Colombia before El Gordo and kisses the mistletoe on his belt. Then you go to the Court of Appeals. But this is a very conservative Court of Appeals. Then you go to the Supreme Court. There's six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. There's six tarantulas, a couple of them crooked tarantulas who are taking money on the Supreme Court. This is what we have here in the United States. That happened down there. It's grounds for removal. It's grounds for them giving her a chance to recuse herself and throwing off. I see the lines. We're going right to the lines. But there are three errors that were committed by the prosecutions in a variety of these cases. And I'm going to tell you what they are right now. First of all, Garland was too chicken for a year until they appointed Jack Smith. He did a great job appointing Jack Smith. But he should have done it a year ago before there was an imminent presidential election. And he didn't do it. The second thing is Jack Smith made an error in putting this case in Mar-a-Lago before Mercedes Cannon, because there's a 1 in 3 chance she would get it. And this is what we get. This is the problem. The other, so not only did Garland wait too long, and what that did was it led, and the filing before Mercedes Cannon let her delay the DOJ and the FBI even looking at the confidential secret documents that Trump had stolen for enough months through that fake special master deal to let him announce for president and then just junk up this whole thing. But the third thing, the third error is here in Wisconsin, we're not prosecuting the fake electors. We are not doing backup for Jack Smith. Why the hell aren't we doing that? Tired of all these prosecution mistakes. Let's get them corrected ASAP. Go to the lines in order. Harlan of Milwaukee, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Harlan?
I just think you're one of the most excellent liberal commentators I ever heard. And, I'm not related to you. You're so clear and concise what you just said about Trump and his pro-Russian stuff and Tucker Carlson. And I don't understand why Mandela Barnes didn't go after those electors, didn't say a thing about them. That should have been a major thrust in his campaign. And I just want you to know that I've been following politics since 1952, all the way with Adlai. And I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and I appreciate your clear, clear statements. I mean, you're so concise, and you're so clear. I think you're terrific.
Thank you. Carlin, thank you. But thank you very, very much. And I agree. Mandela's my friend. But, you know, we had a series of peanut butter sandwiches and Little League bats, for God's sake. And this other guy is committing treason. You know, I mean, what is this, Inspector Clouseau? There's a dead body lying there. You don't talk about the dead body. He's a good man. And part of it are his handlers, quite frankly. You know, they had plenty of money. And whoever was advising him, they don't go, wait a minute. The guy had fake electors in his pocket. He tried to get him to Pence. He was the chairman of the subcommittee on Homeland Security when the Republicans had the Senate, and he said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA. What kind of guy is this? He's a pro-Russian guy. What's the matter with it? Why not tie Trump and Johnson into Russia? Johnson went to Moscow, Russia, on the 4th of July, I think it was 2018, 4th of July, and he's out there yucking it up with these oligarchs. This is 4 years. 4 years after Putin had gone into Crimea and killed a lot of Ukrainians, and they were already over in the Donbass. 4 years after that, and this was something like 10 years after his going into Georgia and butchering that country. What is Ron Johnson doing in Moscow, Russia? He is pro-Russian, and so is Trump. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, 61. Some afternoon storms possible tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny and 83. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 57. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 79. More showers and storms Thursday night. Right now, it's 82.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. First one is Nero of Ohio, my friend Nero of Ohio. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nero?
Yes, I just want to hear, like, you know, these people are playing games. It's ridiculous. Do you know what's going on in Ohio right now? Issue one, you know, they're trying to pass bills to make it, you know, make it where 60%, you have to pass 60% to pass anything. You know, they're playing all these gimmicks, you know?
Right. Yeah, Nero's calling from Ohio, and he's talking about the abortion initiative. The Republicans are trying to put it in that makes it virtually impossible once they have had their way to correct it through any kind of public. It could be a resolution or it even could be a constitutional amendment. I think, by the way, with a fair U.S. Supreme Court, if Ohio manages to ram that through, they'll never be able to get rid of what the Republicans are doing because the Republicans are trying to make it a constitutional issue in Ohio. That there is no exception for abortion. In other words, the life of the mother, none of that's going to work. This has got to be resolved. But Nero, thank you for calling in. That is a disgusting thing that's happening down in Ohio. Next, Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Professor. I've got a problem today. We remember when the Orange Satan went after a Hispanic judge, saying there was no way he could get a fair trial with that Hispanic judge who was in this country for how many years? I don't believe he was ever in Mexico. His parents were Mexican. Matt, what you said is probably all true about that MAGA judge, but I just can't go along with condemning a nationality until we have absolute proof that that's what's going on. Being a MAGA, absolutely. We know that's the case. But condemning someone for their nationality, Matt, I just can't do it.
Okay, Andrew, hold on. Let me respond. I disagree with you 100%. No one is attacking her for her nationality. She's first generation. It takes time for the cultural poison to come out of the groundwater. And what I have said, and it applies to her and anyone else, nobody who is born in a foreign country should be able to come to this country and get a lifetime appointment to shut down the president, the DOJ, and the FBI. Nobody. Nobody. Let me give you an example. There was a Chinese sailor who just now, he's a graduate of Darien Delavan High School in Wisconsin, who just gave secrets to China. He was born in China. He had a green card. Chinese Communist intelligence had a party for him when he became a citizen here. He gave them manuals, got money. If you are first generation, Andrew, that's what I'm talking about, not ethnicity in general. You're first generation, you cannot shake the authoritarian impulses that is, so I don't want a Russian, an Iranian, I don't want a Saudi Arabian, Chinese, any of these people, any of them, to become lifetime federal judges. You see what I'm saying? Federal judges. We don't elect them. We can't get rid of them in 10 years. The minute they issue an injunction, it shuts down the government. They will shut down the government because they have those toxins in the groundwater. Thank you for calling. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi. Thank you so much for the great show, Matt. And thank you for bringing up Russia and what's going on there. And I still, honest to goodness, really believe this is an attack on the United States from the inside out. But it's not only an attack from, you know, foreign countries, because you can't bomb the United States, you know what I mean? But it's from the people in the leadership and the people in the individual states. Wisconsin had great ties with Russia. Maria Butino with Scotty Walker, the NRA. Right. You know, and they can't even have guns over there. This has been going on, and it's been, you know, I think the biggest example is the try to take over of our election and our rights to vote when it was going on in the different states that were infiltrated by fascism in Ohio, what they're trying to do now to take away people's response or take away their power when they're abusing it. And that happened in the state of Wisconsin, where Walker destroyed a lot of our safeguards, and it's happening in individual states. So people need to be really alert to this issue and educated on this issue, because this is only going to get worse unless all of us as a group stops it. And I don't mean to be, you know, like, oh, we got to work, but it's serious. Thank you very much, Matt. Have a good day.
Excellent. Thank you, Gene. Excellent call. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, I'm just thinking about Bush v. Gore, and I know this is not what the court stated, I'm sure, but it seems to me the truth of it was that they just decided that getting the recount correct would just upset too many people that they cared about, and that it might take too long, and therefore it was better just to, well, we got to just nip this in the bud and stop it. And what's to stop the Supreme Court, at least on the federal charges, or the state charges too, from doing the exact same thing with Trump's indictments and just saying, hey, you know, the issue here is that it's going to upset too many people. It's going to just derail our country. And it probably can't get figured out in time for the election. Certainly can't get figured out in time for the primary. So we're just going to shut it down because of the timing, and because who cares what he did? This is what we need to do to let, you know, our system flow. What's to stop them from doing that today, tomorrow, next October? What's to stop them?
Right. I'm going to start responding. We're set to go to a break. There are other people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The answer is, right now, on the surface, there's nothing to stop the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas, for instance, New York Times just revealed he had a $269,000 RV bought for him by a donor. And he lied about it and said he bought it himself. I'm going to talk about this a little after the break, after the next caller. There's a lot more after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Viral videos of a riverfront brawl have come in handy for police in Montgomery.
This investigation is ongoing and more charges are likely. We want to thank the public and the media for supplying the much needed evidence and video surveillance.
Chief Gerald Albert says active warrants are out for a couple of suspects. At least one's already turned himself in. Public services are suspended in L.A. today, where city workers are striking. Union leader Hilda Valdez.
All of these workers take their duties very seriously. We are happy to do our jobs every single day, but at the same time, the city needs to be respectful when it comes to the bargaining table.
Moody's has downgraded credit ratings to 10 mid-sized banks in the U.S. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Moody's noted that the risks of many of these banks is not just about higher interest rates, which makes their business less profitable, but also the potential of a U.S. recession.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after four witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But it was like, he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work.
It's all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up, and then I will respond further to Todd or Billy. Shane at Poinette, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Shane?
Hello. Well, I've been thinking about this a little while. Rupert Murdoch, speaking of foreign influence on our culture, he became a naturalized citizen in 1985. And it's my understanding, reading the law here, that if you commit fraud against the United States, you can be denaturalized and deported. And I know right. That's an outside, you know, pipe dream. But anyway, I think it's got some legal, basis for saying or deporting him.
So, right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shane. Go ahead.
I mean, You know, I mean, I think if there was enough, you know, interest in that, that it could happen eventually.
Thank you for calling. And I'm going to use some of that in my further response. We're going to take one more call. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Dick.
Yeah, Matt, with everything that's going on with Trump, and it just drives me crazy that he isn't being muzzled with all the stuff he's saying. Really angry that we only got the likes of Chris Christie hammering on the guy on a daily basis, getting no traction. What's wrong with former President George W. Bush? What's wrong with his brother Jeb Bush? What's wrong with Mitt Romney, who has nothing to fear? He's 4 years out from being reelected, and he'd get reelected no matter what. These people need to start stepping up. This is about some pretty big things, don't you think?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's a good point. Everybody says, well, you know, there is a core Republican Party. There is, with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and these kinds of people. But except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and the Lincoln Group, why aren't these others stepping up? Right now, the Republican Party is a Trump party. It's an authoritarian party. It's a party that is destroying our democracy and pushing us towards fascism. That's what it's doing. Where are these people? And I agree with you 100%. And the fact that they're not there, we got to make sure Joe Biden gets reelected. And these people have got to continue to be beaten until we get some common sense in them. I want to respond to some of these other callers about what do we do if a Supreme Court just decides, like the Supreme Court did in 2000, and awards the presidency to somebody who actually didn't win it. Because when they did the order to the vote in Florida, Gore won that one. And the answer is this. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that the Supreme Court can overturn anything of Congress or the executive. What happened in the case of Marbury v. Madison, I think it was in 1803, Supreme Court just said it had some authority, and everybody sort of thought about it and said, well, let's see where this goes, but it's probably okay now. When Alexander Hamilton was asked about it before Aaron Burr killed him in the duel, he said, what if the Supreme Court goes rogue? We're letting these guys in for life. And he said, well, they don't have an army and we do. And that's what they would have done back then if they'd pulled any kind of this stuff. By the 1850s, you had the Dred Scott decision with Roger Taney, who was the Chief Justice, said a black man basically wasn't free and, you know, basically couldn't be a citizen and had to go back into slavery. And that, among other things, launched the Civil War, not by itself, but by other factors as well. This went on in the 1930s. Believe it or not, the Supreme Court ruled that most of the New Deal, Franklin Roosevelt, was unconstitutional, violation of the Commerce Clause, that they pulled right out of thin air. They were about to vote 5-4 to say that Social Security was unconstitutional. This court could do that now. What Franklin Roosevelt said was, all right, I'm going to pack the court. I'm going to put about five more people on there, and then we'll go the other way. And that scared one of them because he liked being in an elite club. So he switched his vote, and Social Security was upheld as constitutional 5-4. Now we have a corrupt Supreme Court. We have six tarantulas. One of them, Clarence Thomas, is on the take. He's corrupt. New York Times just revealed a $269,000 RV that he always said, you know, Ginny and I are just plain folks, and we bought this RV, and we scrimped and saved. And he didn't. It was bought by a donor. The tuition to boarding school for his great nephew, whom he was raising his son, paid by a donor. His hand is out. He's on the take. And he was the swing vote in 5-4 decisions that did three things. Shelby County v. Alabama. 2 years, or I should say several years, after the Senate, 95 to nothing, no dissent, had extended the Voting Rights Act till 2031. 5-4, he ruled that the Voting Rights Act, the guts of it, was unconstitutional. Who the hell is he? It's not even in the Constitution. Citizens United, 5-4. They said that basically anything goes with money and all this dark money comes in and all these people bought the Senate. They bought the House. Dobbs v. Mississippi, just recently, a year or so ago, 5-4, 5-4 overturned Roe v. Wade. Why are we putting up with this? Well, Alexander Hamilton said it right. They don't have an army. We do. But he said it back 230 years ago, or I should say 220 years ago, 225 years ago, whenever he said it. We don't want to do that now, but they have the support of the Republican Party, even though it is a minority party at this point. And we have millions of our citizens who are supporting this stuff. And that's why we're so divided. So to answer Todd or Billy, what's to prevent them from doing this? I will make a prediction. If they rule that Social Security is unconstitutional and has to stop, I think there would be violence. If they take away our right to vote for president, because remember something, in the Constitution, it says that the state legislators decide how to pick the electors. And all 50 states right now have said it's by popular election. If one of these right-wing states or a couple of them, or take Wisconsin, if they ever get a Republican governor in, said, no, the state does it, state representatives do it, who are gerrymandered, and they wouldn't be fake electors anymore. They would be the electors that Ron Johnson had in his pocket. And if the Supreme Court said that that was okay, there would be violence. And it wouldn't just be Walmart shut up. We do not want that. The rabble in the Republican Party, and many of their donors and the businessmen are well-educated, and they're very affluent. Get one thing through your thick heads. You cannot have capitalism without democracy, and you can't have democracy without capitalism. And we will not tolerate the destruction of our democracy, and you are out of your mind if you think that would benefit you because you get a few extra bucks for a few years until you had to hire guards and hide in your homes. This is happening in the United States right now. Pay attention. In fact, I'm going to give you something right now. Go on to the next topic. Go on to the next topic. Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville, for 8 months, has held up all by himself because these 100 senators are so vain and they're so proud that they're in the most exclusive club in the world. They've given each other the right to shut down parts or all of the government. Who the hell told them they could do that? The Republican Party is backing Tuberville. Ron Johnson is backing Tuberville. And none of the Democrats are doing anything to say there's nothing in the Constitution that says we can do a Senate rule to shut down the government. It's supposed to be majority rule. Here's what he's done. The Army and the Marines do not have a head general right now. He will not permit them to be discussed. Who the hell said that he had the right to do that? Where are the senators with any guts? Where are the Bill Proxmires? Where do they go? The Joint Chiefs of Staff has not been confirmed. There are 301 senior military appointments, promotions that he's blocked, and it'll be about 650 by December 31st. Call Tammy Baldwin. We do not want any more. Yes, the Republicans are corrupt. I understand that. Yes, they hate the United States. I understand that. Yes, they are emasculating our military. The Army is 25% short in its recruitment efforts because you may think, since none of them, basically, or most of them never served in the military, that, well, Joe Biden can put in an acting general. Yeah, he can do that. But the average rank and file wants a general, and they want one that everybody is proud of, and they're proud of, and they're getting the feeling that this Confederate-loving, white supremacist guy from Alabama doesn't love him, and everybody's knuckling under him to him. Rand Paul has put a hold on any ambassador or State Department appointments. Let me give you an example. He blocked the ambassador to Niger. Niger just had a coup on July 26. The incumbent president was an ally of the United States, and he stood up to Islamic terrorism who are going through there killing Christians. They're doing that in Nigeria, too. By the way, Niger and Nigeria are two different countries, just so we're clear about that. There's a Christian killed every 2 hours in Nigeria for their religion. 4,000 have been killed in 1 year. Rand Paul has blocked the ambassador to Niger. The coup went on. He realized his mistake, and he finally said, okay, I'll unblock her. It was too late because she couldn't go over there and to support the president, our guy, who got thrown out. And when they asked Rand Paul, why did you block it with your one little pinky vote? He goes, well, they didn't give me documents on COVID. And immediately Blinken, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said, yeah, we did. We did it a couple of days ago or a week ago or a month ago. And he said, yeah, but you didn't let me publicize it. These people are traitors to the United States. Rand Paul and Tommy Tuberville should be in prison for treason. Do you understand that? I do not want any more feel-good so-called bipartisan resolutions with Marco Rubio and some Democrat to support the flag and our troops. I want these generals promoted. Do you understand that? Our Senate doesn't give a rat's ass about the military. None of them. None of them. And the Republicans, what they are doing is there is a deep hatred of liberal democracy in the Republican Party. A deep hatred. A deep, deep hatred. Go to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. In reference to the military, this has been kind of flying under the radar. Very concerning to me. I'm sure your listeners as well. You know, Russia and China basically went to the Aleutian Islands by Alaska this past weekend, a show of force. There's right. Like 11 or 12 ships. And the thing I worry about, Matt, so you're bringing up with the whole general thing. What I'm worried about is we don't have any military bases whatsoever in Alaska from what I'm aware of. And, you know, if they're doing these exercises right in our backyard, so to speak, my concern is twofold. One, we have the Alaskan pipeline. They could sabotage that, cause all sorts of havoc with our oil in the country here, because obviously that's a huge.
Yeah, David, let's cut the crap. Come on, David, for God's sake, just wake up. Here's the deal. They wouldn't go near Alaska. They were in international waters. They know what would happen to them. They'd be fried, every damn one of them. Number one, we do have military in Alaska. And we have listening systems. We have a fleet. And the third fleet goes up there. That's not what the issue is. The issue is the Republican Party is betraying the United States by knifing our military. And you know it. And go back to the Republican Party and tell them that. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some isolated storms, and highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine, low 80s on Thursday, with more rain late night into Friday. Friday afternoon warms up into the middle 80s. It's 82 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Man, sometimes it just boggles my mind where to start. I guess what I really want to start with then is by quoting Jamie Raskin from an NPR interview that I heard in 2021. And that was a couple of years ago before a lot of this stuff became out and became obvious. And he stated, "I wish the Democratic Party weren't the only democracy party in America, but it is." And that's the fact that we have to face today. What's frightening is that there are still a large percentage of the voting population that is going to vote for these guys that are willing to overturn democracy to get their way. That's essentially what it is. Not one single Republican, and I've stated this before, I think, on your program, not one single Republican has even bothered to mention or admit the attempted election fraud that took place with the fraudulent electors. And certainly they'd rather investigate Hunter Biden than investigate Ron Johnson, Bob Spindell, and any of the, besides Spindell, any of the other 83 fraudsters who tried to foist themselves off as legitimate electors and overturn our election. And until and unless we do something about this, these guys are in a position, because they're higher ups in the Republican Party, and they're in a position to do it again. And they've learned a lot. You want to bet they won't be successful this time?
Right.
So there's my comment for
it. Yeah, no, it's a good comment. And for the umpteenth time, too, because you've mentioned it before, I've mentioned it before, they've got to be prosecuted. If you have somebody that does something like that and he's not prosecuted, he's going to get very fat and sassy about it, and he's going to do it again. And not only that, they have a gerrymandered legislature. And thank God we have Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. But the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court outrank the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the sense that any cases from the Wisconsin Supreme Court and every state Supreme Court can be appealed with the permission of the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, to them. And the tarantulas overruled the Wisconsin Supreme Court in one gerrymander case. You may remember this. We got Brian Hagedorn to go along. This is before Janet Protasiewicz was elected. And this had to do, and it was a very, very minor thing, but there was a concern about the racial composition of one of the assembly districts in Milwaukee. And the six tarantulas said, You can't do anything about that. They're telling Wisconsin, you have no idea. These tarantulas have no basis for doing this in the Constitution. And several of them take money. And one of them is on the take, Clarence Thomas. And he's the 5-4 guy. This is how our country's being run right now. When I said before about federal judges, remember something, there is a constitutional provision that somebody can't be president unless they were a naturalized, in other words, they're natural born American. If you're born in Europe, Asia, Africa, and come here, you can't run for president, you can't be president. Ted Cruz did something that ticked me off. We were not aggressive enough. He was born of a Cuban father in Canada. But his mother was from Delaware, so he claimed, well, one parent's good enough. He said, what about John McCain? John McCain was born in Panama because his father was the admiral in charge, but he was born in a federal hospital in Panama, and that is considered a natural-born American citizen. Ted Cruz was not a natural-born American citizen. He was a Canadian citizen. And yet somehow we weren't aggressive enough in going after him. Of course, he didn't go anywhere. But there should be a similar rule for federal judges. First of all, federal judges, including the U.S. Supreme Court, should not be appointed for life. It's in the Constitution. I know it. They should be appointed for 20 years so you can look at them and get rid of them if they're bad news. And if that had happened with Clarence Thomas, we would have gotten rid of him in the year 2013. Instead, he continues to take money and do crooked opinions. This is what's happening. Number two. Nobody should be appointed a federal judge who's not a natural-born citizen, just like the president. It's in the Constitution for president. We need it for federal judges, too. And the one way we can accommodate that is we don't want endless constitutional amendments, is if you're in the Senate, don't confirm somebody who's born in a foreign country. They may be very fine people. They may be not. You don't attack them for ethnicity once they've been here a generation or two, like Trump did. But if they're born there, the cultural toxins do not get out of the groundwater in the first generation. They simply don't. Authoritarian toxins do not. Mercedes Cannon does not. The Chinese kid who had the Chinese Communist intelligence hold a party for him when he became a citizen and he was giving the manuals on the ship. That is wrong. That is very dead wrong. And let me tell you something else. The Senate's got to get rid of this unconstitutional one guy can screw the government. One guy should not be able to shut down the government. Let me give you another example. Many of them now are saying that they are not going to permit any spending bills by the September 30 deadline. Right now, there are 12 bills that have to pass. Only one has passed of 12. The deadline is September 30, and they've all gone on vacation. They're going to all hang around the pig roast and the beer barrel somewhere, and they're going to come lurching back into town in a month. And they're not going to do it. Now, the way we funded the government in the past has been through continuing resolutions. Usually the Republicans have waited till 4:59 p.m. on September 30. But now there are a number of them in the House who said they don't want the federal government funded, period. They're going to shut down the government. There is a solution. I'm going to give it to you right now. There's a thing called the discharge petition in the House. We get 213 Democrats and we need five Republicans who are patriots, who love the country. Are there any of them? I don't know. There was Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney. Most of the others had stabbed their grandmothers in the back for a bottle of horseradish. They are traitors. Are there five of them who aren't traitors? Maybe five, my fellow veterans. How about you guys? Five of you say, okay, I'll fund the government. What the hell? Least I can do. And in the Senate, one guy, Tommy Tuberville, can shut that down. That's got to stop, or there is going to be a mob that's going to go in there and drag these people out. I'm tired of these people. Very, very tired. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crew. Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn, Director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Don't let me down. Keep me.
Great show, Matt.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.